item on our agenda is a roll call. Supervisor Belsky did contact me by email, which is always the best way, so we have a permanent record of it. And she would not be attended, so she was excused. Dave LeBron, I think we have the rest of our committee members here.
Jack Rodriguez, yes.
Supervisor Rodriguez has emailed us, too.
Okay. I've heard from Supervisor.
Yeah, I just read it. Also, Tulan is not here.
One youth in governance.
Right.
So we still have an 04A forum, you see here. If you look in your campus, item number three, you're probably aware that we have two separate meeting minutes to approve. Which is the earliest date, Wendy?
August.
Because you have August and September.
August and September.
So if you had a chance to review them, I reviewed them online, I don't have a copy with me at the moment. But I entertain a motion to approve, first of all, the August meeting minutes. You have a motion for that?
Motion.
Moved by Palmaville, second.
I'll second.
Supervisor Frank was second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Questions, comments, discussion, anything? No. Let's move on to September meeting minutes. Trustee, you all had a chance to review those. Motion approved.
Motion.
Palmaville, and who seconds? Supervisor Nudo seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Youth in governance?
Aye.
Did you read them?
It's always best.
If you look around the people's room, I would guarantee there's some people in this room that have not read them. Committee members, supervisor, youth and government comments. I don't have any acceptable, probably sometime before the end of this meeting, just reiterate our schedule that we have. We have a fairly active few weeks coming up, and there will probably be some additions to the schedule that we have as we go along. But I have not. So any supervisors would like to bring something forward, this is the time. Supervisor Berg, anything? Time ago? You know? You can govern. Go Brewers. Citizens' comments. Who are the citizens who would like to speak in on the subject before us this evening? Seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. Looks like on the agenda, first up is Mr. Collins with Parks Division. Go ahead, Matt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a few items this evening. As construction season starts to wrap up, the first item we have is Kenosha County Veterans Memorial Park. One of the final contractors, they're set to install the precast concrete benches that are prominently along the flag walk of the Honor Plaza area this week, the week of the 4th, so that'll be hopefully the last thing remain on our project, so all remaining project deliverables are set to be substantially complete by the end of this week for that project. As far as Pike River Restoration Phase 2 and Pedestrian Bridge Replacement, the Phase 2 project is substantially complete, and we did send out through the County Exec's office the ribbon cutting ceremony to occur on the 15th of October at 1 p.m., so we welcome all Public Works Committee members to be a part of that ribbon cutting ceremony, and that's at Pets Park Area 4. And then as far as Petrifying Springs Park and UW Parkside Comprehensive Trail Plan, just to keep the committee in the loop, that the park staff is actively working along the final sections of the multi-use trail within UW Parkside. Our staff is set to start to work on the installation of that first pedestrian bridge when it's received this October. And then October and November, special events, you'll see that even through the fall months, we are keeping busy with special events. This coming weekend, we have the Undie Run, so I highly recommend for people to participate. It's for a good cause through the Jockey Foundation over at the Petrifying Springs Park Beer Garden. And that is all I have for my report, Mr. Chairman.
Just to prize us on the beer garden, I know that they're down to weekends currently in terms of operating the beer garden. How long is that set to continue?
I think it's really weather pending for the remainder of the year. They always are hopeful to get through all of October. Some years they have. Others, it just gets cold and miserable, and it's just not worth and advantageous for them to keep their doors open. So it's really going to be weather pending from here on out, but they anticipate weekends. And so far, the weather looks very favorable to be able to accommodate Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Any questions for Mr. Collins? Go ahead.
I have a couple of questions. Here on the timetable, the invitation that we got to say that was based with some support or $1 million from the Environmental Protection Agency.
Which item is this? Which item is this?
The one about the Pike River restoration.
Okay.
And then $350,000 fund for Lake Michigan, $50,000 from Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and revenue from Petrified Springs, Beer Garden, and Mount Pleasant Nature. Mm-hmm. Do we know how much was from Beer Garden and how much from Mount Pleasant Nature?
That's part of our parkland development. We could probably give you an itemized list about the percentages. I don't know off the top of my head of how much revenue was gained through that, but yes, there is a certain percentage that went towards that project.
Okay, but we don't have it now.
I don't have that off the top. Yeah, we can work on that for you.
Okay, now the one that we got at special from Deer Garden, is that an addition of the money that they were supposed to give us for the bathrooms? Because I believe the bathrooms were going to be funded with the money from Deer Garden.
Correct. That is part of our sinking fund. We've been paying into that on an annual basis with that future revenue. So this is above and beyond what was already allocated for that Beer Garden restaurant.
Right, that's going to be in the budget, how much we got from there last year.
I don't know as far as how they show it in the budget, but if you wanted those numbers, we're more than happy to give those to you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. And then I know there was another one that I got eventually to send it to Chairman O'Day about the Boundless Avenger
that
was paid. Yes. Who paid for that? Did Boundless Avenger pay for it? Or
yeah, there was no county funds.
No county funds, so they paid for the amount. Do you know how much it was?
I'd have to check on that. It was just based on the unit cost of the material, and then they had a contractor installed. So typically, we approve the project for that, and then it's done through the payment is done between third parties. So we, since it's, we're the landlords, we want to make sure it's done up to a certain standard. But then someone like Boundless, they paid direct for that.
Okay, and they paid for the whole thing.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other supervisors have questions for Mr. Collins? Have any supervisors been out to Veterans Park in the past week, 10 days?
Was it 10 days ago?
Well, that sounds about right.
Because I think we did it as a group, you know, early on, 8, 10 weeks ago. But the progress has really been remarkable, I think. Anyone who has any history. I'm pleasantly impressed. That's the way I would apply it.
Yeah, I went out there about 10 days ago. I got there about an hour early before our little walkthrough with other veterans, and the paths are awesome. I ran, I think it was about 5 miles worth of paths, and it was great. They're wide, they're deep, they're all over the place too, so the paths are great. Then you run into or walk into the, what's the center, what do we call it?
Honor Plaza.
The Honor Plaza, and just seeing, you can see it from a distance. All the hay that's rolled out where there's going to be grass, but it just looks great coming off to it. It's beautiful.
It's impressive because the road, instead of just having the crushed agri and so forth, now has both a first and a top coat layer on there. And so the road has quite a nice serpentine feel as you go up the grade. And just how it just is very well done. So I encourage all supervisors to get a chance. Before the weather changes, gets, you know, cold and so forth, you can make the effort out there, you'll think you'll like it. It's a good project. So I think that wraps it up. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
I think we're on next to highways. Clement?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Today I don't have any resolutions. So I'll just go directly to the reports. The weather was very favorable in September, so we took the advantage and did a lot of routine maintenance. And similarly to the state highway, we did a lot of routine maintenance in addition to the spot repair that is ongoing on Highway 31. And we also did some asphalt spot repair on State Trunk Highway 165. And then we also maintained some bridges on state highways. The only new thing that came up this September was is that we're going to now pave County Town Highway BB at about 1.7 miles because we energy contractor damaged the road beyond repairs, so we have to go in there and repair it, do some sort of, I'll call it an emergency repair. We're just going to pave the lower cost of the asphalt, and then we'll come back next year and complete it. County projects, County Trunk Highway S project. On phase one, paving on the eastbound lanes are complete. Traffic signal at County Trunk Highway H and Bromberg actually will be completed this week. I know in the report I said it has already been completed, but it will be completed this week. Paving of the westbound lane is scheduled to be to start in mid-October. But the project is still on schedule to be completed by the end of November. So the end of November is the contractual end date, and the contractor is on schedule. County Trunk Highway S Phase 2. Most of the paving on the eastbound lanes is complete. The section between I-94 and 38th Street will still remain closed to facilitate the work that is going in the restoration work, paving of the westbound lanes, etc. And also this section of the project is also on schedule to be completed by the end of November. County Trunk Highway F, I'm pleased to say that the project was finally completed this morning. So the information you have there is a little bit outdated. County Trunk Highway K, DOT is still waiting for DOT to give us final approval of the plans and specification. We're also waiting for FHWA to approve the, sorry, FHWA has already approved the environmental document. We are just waiting now for DOT to approve the plans and specs. The right-of-way acquisition is ongoing. There are about 6 properties to be acquired, including plus the railroad properties. So we hope to complete them by the end of next month, if everything works well. And again, construction is still, of course, scheduled to start in the summer of 2022. Bikeway finding sign project. The project is substantially completed and the contractor is working on the punch list items. County Trunk Highway A and County Trunk Highway Y roundabout. Again, the project is on schedule for right-of-way acquisition to start in the first quarter of 2022, which will be immediately followed by utility relocation. Construction is projected to occur in 2023. County Trunk Highway WG Bridge. We just got confirmation from DOT that the plans and specification has been approved. The project is scheduled to be advertised on the 5th of October, which is tomorrow, and then bids will be open on the 8th of November. And of course, construction is targeted for 2022. County Trunk Highway U and Q intersection improvements. Utility work is still ongoing. Contractors started work today by mobilizing, and we'll be working alongside with the utility companies. This project is scheduled to be completed next year, so that the phase one of the project is just to construct the access into the new development on the northwest corner of the intersection. County Trunk Highway C and U, the right-of-way acquisition is still ongoing, and hopefully we complete that by the end of the year. Where this project is, we are targeting late summer of 2022 for construction to start. County Trunk Highway JB Bridge deck replacement. This is just a new one. I know I talked about it last time. The bridge is still closed, will remain closed until we could replace the deck of the bridge. The deck is deteriorated at the point where it's not safe to be opened. The design is currently going on and hopefully will be completed by the end of this month. We are hoping to advertise and bid in November, by November ending, and then hopefully construction will start early next year. And we hope to do it as quickly as possible. But anyway, we are targeting end of June of 2022 to complete the project. So, Foxconn and DOT related projects, County Trunk Highway KR from H to Highway 31. Major construction work that has been completed on this section of the road include the section between the railroad and the access to the First Street, which is, if you know the area, is just west of 56th Avenue. They've completed the pavement in that section. And a lot of work is going on. It's a little bit difficult to report because you have work here and there, bridge construction, pavement, and so, but a lot of work is going on. And based on what we've been observing, the contractor is doing a good job. And I think they're on schedule for fall of next year completion. State Trunk Highway 50, reconstruction from 118 to 43. So the traffic has now been shifted to the outside lane, and the contractor is working on the inside lane, and pavement removal is ongoing. Some storm sewer work is also ongoing. And this project is, based on my observation, is properly managed, and I'm sure the project will be completed by fall of 2022. State Trunk Highway 50 pavement and shoulder repair from West Frontage Road to O. Again, the grinding of the outside lane is ongoing right now, but we don't really have good information from the project team. All we can say at this point is that they're still hoping to complete the project by the end of this month, but we'll just keep on waiting and see how it goes. And State Trunk Highway 32 from 91st Street to 85th Street. This one also has numerous construction activities, paving, asphalt paving, concrete paving, curb and gutter, restoration work. But for now, they paved the northbound lanes. The two northbound lanes have been, the lower course have been paved, and they've shifted traffic to that northbound lanes, and they're now working on the southbound lanes. A lot of concrete work is also going on. They do have some issues, and they're hoping that they'll be able to complete the project by mid-November, but I don't know exactly if they're going to meet their target dates. The supervisor asked us about the contractor. The contractor is KW Oaks. So I just confirmed last time. And with that, I think that's all I have for my report.
Supervisor Franco.
When is 104th Avenue going to be completed as it crosses 50?
104th
Avenue? 104th Avenue, yeah.
I don't know that. I can find that for you. I don't know when that will be open, because I think it's closed now, just like H is closed, and they're working on that. Yeah, I don't want to guess now, but I'll get it for you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's open. It's just they have the other side that they're working on, as opposed to.
Correct.
I'm just curious when it's kind of a busy intersection there.
Correct. That is partially closed.
Partially closed, right.
Further supervisor comments or questions for Clement? Let's go back to C for just a second on the first part, County Highway K project. just so we can get our minds around that, that is from County K, from H to Union Pacific Railway.
No, from Union Pacific Railroad to 94th Court.
So a little bit, yeah.
Yes.
That's going to be a one-year project all next summer?
That's the intention. We'll close down the road and reconstruct it and do it in 1 year.
So is that going to add additional travel lanes in each direction to that stretch?
Say that again.
Additional travel lanes or just the existing footprint?
Yes, we're going to expand the road. We're going to convert it from a two-lane road to a rural two-lane road to an urban section four-lane road.
And that's where the right-of-way acquisition comes in once.
Right.
Good news on the JB Bridge deck. The original structure for that bridge, JB, was constructed in 1969. So it's really quite old, but it's strong, the structure of the bridge itself. Just the deck has failed, and that's going to have to be replaced. And it looks like you're going to do the tear out this winter, right?
That's the plan.
So the work through the winter, tearing it out, then they'll get it in the summertime where it gets paved over and so forth. And then, has there been a weight limit posted on that bridge in the past?
No.
Well, do you think we'll probably be doing that this time around?
If it is properly designed, no.
It won't be needed.
No, it was still, left over. Yeah. Well, again, when we design it and then we look at the traffic, we'll make a determination.
And I think that's all I have. Anything with the UP and County L?
The what?
Union Pacific and County L.
Oh, Union Pacific. We got some movements, so to speak.
Really?
Yes. We got a notification from the traffic control company that the UP Railroad hired. I think they are planning to do traffic control setup on the 12th and the 13th. But unfortunately, we've not heard from UP Railroad themselves. So we are hoping that that's when they're going to do the work. On the other hand, to the office of the Railroad Commissioner has also issued I've forgotten the terminology of the letter. It's like something for them to tell, give a reason why they have not been complete, why the work has not been completed within 10 days. And I think 10 days will be expiring next week.
Okay.
So hopefully with what this few movement that is going on, maybe we're going to get some feedback or the completion of the work. I don't know. It's very difficult to say when it comes to the UP Railroad issue.
So you've learned over the many years in this committee, huh?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Question. I remember I had put a list of crossings in the city. That's UP also, isn't it?
So I think some of them are UP and some of them are CP.
So, who, you know, because there was like six or seven of them that got repaired in the city itself. Was that Union Pacific that did that? Because I know we've been talking about our county crossings before we started talking about the city ones, and then I brought that to, because you told me that that's not our purview, so I brought it to the city, and they took care of like six or seven of them this summer.
I don't know. I know some of them that got fixed, but I don't know if those are UP or CP. Yeah, I'm not sure. Because the CP is pretty responsive whenever we've got an issue. I assume they would be in the city too. The UP, they're pretty unresponsive.
And maybe that's what it is with CP versus UP, because I'm surprised how quick they did. Six or seven projects?
Right,
summer?
They did.
Wow. Just to add to our construction issues.
I'm suspecting that some of them are Canadian national, so they're not.
Oh, that could be too.
It could be. I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
But the Canadian national and Canadian Pacific, they're fairly responsive. But UP is just an animal.
Appreciate it. Anything further, Supervisor Burke? Any other committee members? If not, we thank you coming for your report. We'll see you again, I would say, not next month, but at budget time.
Thanks.
And Dan, you have some happy news for us in golf?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
The county executive cup was held Tuesday, September 14th. It was a great event. We had 136 players and raised a ton of funds for our junior golf program, which served over 220 youth this summer, and really was a fun day. A lot of people had a great time. A lot of people donated money and prizes, and Jim did a great job, gathering prizes. So it was a really exciting event for us. We also have completed our core aerification projects. The red pine was done, and then the white birch was done, and then petrifying spring screens were done. And so they were all done by the 28th of September, so we're hoping still to get some weather and heal those up quickly. The blue spruce is going to be deep tine aerified, which is not nearly as invasive as the core aerification. And then we're going to reverse that in the spring. We're going to core aerify the blue spruce and then deep tine aerify the white and the red and petrifying spring. So I think this will be a nice rotation that we'll have going forward to keep one course always in good shape throughout the fall and still do the deep tine goes down about 10 inches. The core aerification only goes down about 3 or 3.5 and. And so it'll be a good combination to really keep our greens in great shape. We had our senior scramble this past Friday, and I believe we had 136 players in there. This Saturday coming up, we'll have a 27-hole scramble. And both of those events, we give away season passes for next year. The fall scramble is for anybody, and we'll have 54 teams, so 216 players in that. So it'll be a 27 holes full field for that. And then we'll be hosting our Halloween Horror, which I'm sure we'll get about 152 players for that. And we have a bunch of crazy events out there, like you have to putt into a toilet seat, and you got to play one hole with one club, and you got to hit over a snow fence to chip it onto the green. So it's a crazy, crazy event that people really enjoy. So we're having an excellent golf season, and this is just going to be a nice wrap-up to that. We also hosted our club liquidation sale on Saturday the 25th. We offered our players an opportunity to buy our fitting equipment and our demo equipment and all of our used and trading equipment. We had our head professional and assistant professional out there fitting people, and they were able to sell $8,600 worth of golf equipment that day. So it was a big, big day for us. It's really becoming an annual event so that people are looking forward to getting fit, getting great equipment that is slightly used for a better price. Projects that we're working on, we have the drainage work that's going on at both courses. We have the cart path restoration happening at Petrifying Springs, and we have a contractor hired out to cut down 10 large dead trees out at Brightondale, and then another different contractor that came in and did all the brushing a couple years ago. They're coming back and knocking down all the underbrush that has grown up since we did that brushing 2 years ago, just to retain that look that we had and started and make sure that it continues to have that open air and quicker pace of play and the benefits of the airflow and the aesthetics are so much better with all that knockdown. So that's what we have going in Golfland.
Questions for Mr. Gregg or comments from Mr. Gregg? Just to finish up on your last point, yes, the tree and brush removal from an aesthetic standpoint is very good. It looks better. It keeps the balls that are hidden there either found. People aren't tramping around there for a long time looking for them. Another thing, you know, we don't have it so much in the Midwest here, but they certainly have it out west. And that is, you have all this undergrowth, all this potential fuel, all this potential fire potential. You know, something gets started, and years of undergrowth, it can just go rampant. Again, we don't have it here like the U.S. just the idea, you know, what if a random event would happen here where you get lightning strike, you know, you wouldn't want your golf course woods to burn out because there's a bunch of undergrowth there. So it's good for many regards and good for the initiative of doing it. Go ahead.
One of the other ones is mosquitoes. It really knocks the mosquitoes down. So it's great for the golfers for that.
And even the whole fungal thing, you know, moist, dark, you're going to get fungus. Open area, you're not going to get fungus. The tree canopy does overhang A significantly. If you come from Green Bay Road and you turn onto A and you proceed eastbound, you can really see where that tree canopy does hang over. So I know Matt and his staff have done as probably as good a job as they can with the equipment they have. But even especially going east out of the Petrifying Springs parking lot, there are areas of the roadway that seem to have more moisture retention just due to that tree canopy. So I think at some point you should take a look at that and have a plan for getting in there and doing what you've done there.
Yeah, you know, that is very historic aesthetics, that canopy. Even Matt would tell me, be careful, don't cut that canopy. So
I don't think I want to take it all down, but I want to take it, move it back. So it,
yeah, we'll take a look.
Supervisor Franco.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I think of Brightondale, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is obviously the golf course, a beautiful course. My wife and I were out last weekend or so, and the park there that's adjacent to it is really nice.
Lots of big trees.
Yeah, all those oak trees and as well as all sorts of other, you know, flora and fauna, so to speak. But it's a really nice park out there as well, and kind of not one that I readily admit was that aware of until I went out there, you know.
The whole area, I mean, it's a large facility when you consider the golf operations for the number of holes that are there. And the park operations, I don't know what encompasses in acres totally. But
over 500
between
both of them.
Yeah. A lot of the great walking trails.
And I know we don't have final figures in for golf, and they won't be in usually until after the first year in an audited fashion, but just from your management perspective, how are we doing in comparison to previous years at this stage of the revenue cycle?
Tremendous. Very, very good. Yep. Even better than last year.
Good.
At this point.
Well, it takes a lot of things to make it happen. It takes players to come. It takes good weather. It takes good management. So I think we're in some golden times for golf at the moment. Thank you for your report, Dan. I'll see you at budget time as well. Facilities, Mr. Mike Schrant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Three projects to report on. First one is KCDC Isolation Shower Modification Project. This one is currently in progress and on schedule, going very well. Second project is the Brookside Sprinkler Pipe Replacement Project. We had a pre-construction meeting on 9/16. Work started on 9/27. It's currently going good now and just getting underway, and they should wrap up by mid-November. Last project is the Courthouse Washroom Remodeling Project. We started, that's four washrooms if you remember, two on the lower level and two on the first floor. We did the lower level ones first. Completion of those are mid-October. And then the other two that need to be started for security and logistical reasons, we're going to hold off on those until the Rittenhouse trial is over. That's my report.
That was short.
Short and sweet.
Any questions or comments from Mr. Mike Schrant? Going once, going twice. Thanks, Mike. We'll see you at budget time. Mr. Martinelli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. KCAB Molinero security modifications. KCAB PSB and courthouse window and door replacements. PO was issued to Berglund Construction. The large KCAB windows were all replaced on September 23rd. Completion for the other parts is due by the end of October. The next item is specifications and drawings for hardening, in other words, putting the 3M window film on KCAB exterior windows and doors are in development. We're targeting a request for quotes by the end of October and install by the end of November.
Okay.
Next project is the KCAB Enhanced Interior Security Transaction Windows. The bid was released on September 21st, and the bids are due back on October 19th. We're targeting construction start for November. Next project, Civic Center Campus, design and construction of the parking lot. We received the city's final approval. Johnson & Sons Paving was awarded the contract. We started construction on September 17th, and we're scheduling construction for mid-November. KCDC HVAC replacement phase one. Again, a little bitter with Southport. We got the smaller scope, the $1.53 million. We're really going through all the technical details and submittals now, getting everything nailed down. Construction is scheduled to start December and be completed as originally scheduled by the end of March. And the last project is Kemper. The water infiltration repairs, the tuck pointing of the brick and around the windows for that section. And that was awarded Burley Construction. Construction started on September 8th, and we're looking for a mid-October completion.
So I saw them working on the lakeside of the building with a big boom lift, and it looks like they were starting from the south end. Are they pretty much confined to the south end, or are they going to go all the way up the...
No, we've been working with Matt and Parks, and Matt has been working with the city and getting grants, and we basically broke, all of Kemper needs to be tuck pointed and touched up where we're getting water and leaking. So we took the worst section, which was that one, that's the elevator shaft, that's where part that goes all the way up, and they were getting water in there. So that's why that was tackled first, but basically roughly about that big of a section, roughly how much per year we're looking at?
Well, it's rough. We're going to be at this at least 10 years for the whole entire Kemper Center. This is more considered more of the emergency repairs that deal with realistic infiltration that's occurring currently, so we don't have any additional costs on the interior. So there's six windows as a focal point and elevator shaft this year. Next year is tied to community block grant funding through the city as well as the county. So we'll be tackling, basically going from that southeast, now heading on the eastern side of that building, going north, continuing on the eastern side, because when you get those heavy winds, it really wallops that eastern corridor of Kemper. So we want to focus on that face of the center first.
Are any of those areas involving where the artist lofts were constructed?
Yes.
Okay. Do those have new windows in them anyway, don't they?
They do. That was part of the early 90s when the conference center was redone. Yeah. They did the first and second. This is the third and fourth.
Okay.
So the windows are good. It's more of the exterior that was never touched as part of these projects, where Frank was mentioning the tuck pointing. It's not tuck pointing the whole entire Kemper Center. It's more so those infiltration points around the windows as our main focal point for this 10-year envelope project.
Back to your first item, KCAB, Administration Building, you said that all the glass had been installed, is that correct?
All the large glass has been installed.
And that was as of what date?
That was on the 23rd.
I saw them working down there. And so we're still working with bid spec for security film?
Yes, we are. In fact, I'm meeting the architect tomorrow on site.
Questions, comments from Mr. Martinelli? Seeing none, we thank you for your report, Frank. And again, we'll see you a bunch of time as well. Who's up next? Is it Ray?
Yep, just a few things to kind of wrap things up. As the division reports have indicated, we're working on a number of projects in all the divisions to try to wrap them up before the weather gets totally hosed up. We'll have a few active projects over the winter and begin preparation for several 22 projects. It'll be interesting to see if some of the supply chain issues that everybody's experienced will get a little better as we head into 22. Month of October will be very active as we engage in the transition of operations to accommodate winter conditions. October is always a challenging month. They say that statistically our first measurable snow occurs I think, October 22nd or something like that. Sounds early, but I just read that somewhere recently. So what we try to do is get enough equipment prepped for winter, but still try to finish up as many projects as we can. And that's kind of a delicate balance. So October is always an interesting month. County Exec's going to present the 22 budget tomorrow night, and our committee's review of the budget will be on 10/18, Monday, October 18th at 6 p.m. in the big hearing room here. Our budget will then be reviewed by the Finance Committee on the 27th of October at 6 p.m. down at KCAB in the second floor committee room. During the 2 weeks between the budget presentation tomorrow night and our meeting on the 18th, we're strongly encouraging any of the committee members, any board members, if there's any questions at all about anything in the budget, to reach out to Jim or Chris or myself. We'll try to get that information researched, and then what the finance guys do is they'll keep track of all those questions, the responses, and then we provide that to the committee the night of the 18th, and then everybody's got all the information. So it makes for a much more effective, I think, one budget discussion as well as the meeting itself. That's pretty much all I got. Hopefully folks found the little tour this evening informational. And yeah, there's some nooks and crannies in this building that I think we've done a good job of maybe reorganizing, specifically planning and development, taking existing space and making it a lot more efficient and able to accommodate a lot more activity in a smaller space. Have the same opportunity to do that with the old UW Extension Suite, as well as some of the work in the dispatch center. And if we can get access to the upstairs, like I say, we probably will create an additional space that's going to be valued, you know, definitely north of $500,000, probably closer to $700,000, and long overdue in my mind, and would be a good, kind of like a great way to get, I'm not going to say free space, but make better use of the space available in this building. That's all I got, unless Mr. Kupfer's got anything to add for finance?
Two things. There's a PDAC budget meeting. It's next Wednesday night. That's when we review the PDAC budget and the UW Extension budget. And then they both come here for our meeting on the 18th. So I don't know if anyone's interested. I can't remember what time it starts, either 6 or 7 o'clock. But I know we have some members that are on both committees. So, and then I just wanted to ask our youth and governance people, if you know what's going on with all these budget meetings, because it's like there's something going on every night. And if you're going to learn something, this is the most important time, probably. So it sounds like a lot, but when we have our meeting on the 18th, we'll review all these budgets, and then it all goes on the 27th to the Finance Committee, and it's all released tomorrow night by the County Executive, where he gives a speech and hands out. So there's a lot going on in the month of October. It sounds like a lot, but it's probably the most important time for you guys to... I don't know if anybody explained that to you. I go to a lot of other committee meetings. They've been explaining it to the various youth and governance people. So, and if you have any questions, all these supervisors, they know, they've all been through this, or Ray or any of the directors will be happy to... If you don't understand something, ask, because this is the best time for you to learn. That's all I wanted to say.
So along with the budget presentation by the county exec tomorrow night, we traditionally had budget inquiry forms where they can be written upon, formulated, and they can go to the appropriate committee. We don't have anything specific for public works.
No, what we do is, if anybody asks any question, it's all the answers are given out to everybody. So.
Okay. Good.
That's why it's important to write them down, get them in early ahead of time so we can prepare our answers. We give them back to Barna, the finance or the budget guy, and then everybody gets and the same answers. So thank you for bringing that up.
The Rittenhouse case is brought up earlier. What are we doing? Is there anything that we're doing on public works side for that?
Not at this point. I know it's scheduled to take place, I believe, the first week in November. Mm-hmm. And we haven't been asked to do anything specific. There was something in the paper about maybe they're going to do something out here, not related to Rittenhouse, but another case. I've been told that that is not going to happen. So the only thing that seems to be, let's say, extraordinary is the Rittenhouse thing right now, but I don't believe we've been asked for anything additional. Mm-hmm. Sheriff's Department probably, but not us.
I know that there's been, I know Court TV has been broadcasting that they're going to be there, everything live or whatnot. So I imagine there's going to be quite a bit of television. We had the Jensen case a couple years ago, and I know we were preparing for that. Wasn't Public Works involved with that or something?
Yeah, that would have been before my time.
We added some outlets and things like that for media.
Okay, so we're set and ready to go now?
Yeah, they're still in place.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing I've been asked is just to delay that washroom project until after, just so the washroom stays open.
Can we hurry up and get the roof done?
Yeah. We can't move that fast. And then the other thing I know is IT is doing some camera view changes and getting some cameras that are down back up in time for that.
Okay. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Anything further before we adjourn? Seeing none, we take a motion to adjourn. Can you close? You say adjourn. We'll see you at the bus coming out.